This is the first ever roadmap targeting bovine TB in cattle and zoonotic TB, which is the transmission of that to people. So our estimates in people, last year, for example, we estimated around 150,000 cases of zoonotic tuberculosis across the world in people. And most of that burden is in Africa. The second most common region is in the Southeast Asia region. In cattle, it's also endemic throughout the world in livestock. So the bovine TB, which is transmitted to people with zoonotic TB.
Why is it so key that we tackle this now?
There is still certainly a substantial number of deaths and new cases, but this is more than just a human health problem. It is a much broader issue that brings in livestock health, livestock productivity, economic barriers, trade barriers, and livelihoods of particularly people in rural and poor areas.
So what are you suggesting? How do we tackle this? What's this new roadmap all about?
Yeah, so from what you were saying, poor rural communities rely on livestock for their livelihoods. And if their livestock are infected with bovine TB, these cattle will have reduced milk and meat production, which has an important economic impact for them. What we are suggesting is 10 priorities, which are detailed in the roadmap, under three core themes. And really, all of these priorities are multi-sectoral, where we're trying to really go across both human and animal health aspects of the disease. We want to improve, first of all, the evidence base that we have, because there is really not enough data, not enough routine surveillance of this disease to understand the burden. That's the first core theme. The second core theme is we want to reduce the risk of transmission at the animal-human interface.
How is it transmitted then from animals to humans?
So the most common route of transmission is through the consumption of dairy products and milk that have not been heat treated. You can also less commonly get it if you eat meat that is contaminated with TB lesions from diseased animals. And there is also evidence for inhalation transmission, particularly for people at an occupational risk like animal workers or people working in slaughterhouses, abattoirs, these sort of things.
I mean, we do have drugs to treat it, but is it resistant to those as well?
Yeah, I think there are several major challenges here. The first is that the most commonly used diagnostic tools for TB don't differentiate TB caused by Mycobacterium tuberculosis, which is the bacteria that causes most forms of TB, and TB caused by Mycobacterium bovis, which is this zoonotic TB. So microscopy, GeneXpert are the most common tools. They don't make this distinction. So we can estimate the burden of disease, but our estimates are quite imprecise due to this lack of diagnostic tools. So in the roadmap, we are calling for more research and development to give patients better access to proper diagnosis. The second thing, as you mentioned, is that the Mycobacterium bovis is inherently resistant to pyrazinamide. This is one of the medications making up the standard first-line TB treatment course. So patients may be put on really an inappropriate treatment course because they are not diagnosed with having this particular infection.
I guess one of the final questions would be, if the world manages to implement these recommendations in your roadmap, what will be the wider benefits, not just the health benefits, obviously fewer people falling sick and dying, but how would it help these rural communities who are, after all, who we really want to help in the Sustainable Development Goals agenda?
Well, you know, I think these marginalized rural communities really carry most of the burden of zoonotic diseases in general, not just bovine and zoonotic TB, but a whole range of zoonotic diseases out there. And most of the interventions that we're recommending are really going to not only just impact on one disease, bovine and zoonotic TB, but have a broad impact on improving animal health and food safety. So if you improve animal health, you're going to have a more productive animal, more milk, more meat. So that, of course, gives better nutrition to these rural communities, allows them also access to certain markets for trade that they may not have had. And if you improve food safety, you not only reduce the burden of disease in people of zoonotic TB, but a whole range of other foodborne diseases, so you will have a generally healthier population and hopefully wealthier population as well.